41.7 remaining in the first half. Spartans down 6, 18-12. They've trailed by as many as 7. Mary Clinton gets to the Ryland Crown. Both Ryland and Colby Franklin on that bench quite a while. Josh Rios, who's been the spark off the bench. Now Jacob with it right wing. Under 30 seconds remaining. Harry Troke right wing in the Ryland. Ryland fouled from behind as Lindenmeyer was the guilty party. Lindenmeyer, his first 14 foul on Hayes. Well, one more foul committed on Hayes. We'll put Emporia high at the charity stripe. Inbound to Franklin, far corner up top, Jacob. In the Ryland, Ryland lane. Slow it on the way. Yes, for Ryland! That's a big shot from Ryland. Ryland's got 4, down to 4. 18-14 Hayes, 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Spartans need a stop. Try to keep this within 2 possessions. There's steal! Steal by Ryland. Colby dished off Ryland. Blocked from behind. Here's a heave from 40 for Oakley. It's off. Emporia High had an opportunity to get it to within 2, but got a block and no call. 18-14 Hayes. We go to the Long Binaural Plaza halftime show next. Taylor Scott joins me in a moment. 18-14 Hayes. We're at half. We're back in a moment with the Long Binaural Plaza halftime show. This is Emporia High Basketball.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Well, back at Emporia High. Emporia High down 18-14 to Hayes. Should be 2. No foul called on the block. And now I'm joined by Taylor Scott. And Coach, you got to be frustrated with how this one went for you guys, but that's a really good ball club you faced tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we knew Hayes was going to be a really, really good team all the way through. But yeah, it was a little bit disappointing at times, but there was also glimpses of some positive things, and we just got to string some more positive possessions together, and I think that looks a little bit different than it did tonight.
You're going to get Macy Davis back hopefully on today. I felt like it was a different kind of vibe. It's like Bailey Wiltz missed a Great Bend game, and then, of course, Macy misses tonight.
Yeah, we've been on a stretch where, you know, we've missed some kids in some games, and we've had some kids out of practice with injury, and so things have been a little bit different for us. But, you know, we always stress we got to have the next man up. We got to have someone willing to step into that spot whenever we have kids go down, and hopefully we are able to find some girls to step into those roles.
I thought Jada Geary, she hit that 3 at the beginning of the game, and then Hayes went on that run, and I felt like that was kind of one of the big positives I saw early from your ball club.
Yeah, and we talked about that too. We came out with a lot of energy, and Jade hit that shot, and it just, they looked like they felt good there for quite a few trips. And then, you know, we talk about we get punched in the face, and sometimes we're kind of slow to respond to that punch in the face. So we just got to keep building and having that more consistent stretches down the road.
Well, again, another big game coming up on Friday. And see Washburn Rural, Kevin Borderwick and company, just as good. And Matty Vickery has already committed to Kansas State under Jeff Mitty. And Matty Vickery, and they're going to be a handful. And knowing they already have a league loss is kind of shocking to know. But just like, Hayden, that's another good team that you're going to see this season.
Yeah, we've got a big stretch here where we're playing a lot of really talented teams. And we've talked about that in the locker room, too. You know, it's on to the next one. You know, we can't hang our head on this one. We got another stiff competition coming up on Friday. And, you know, there's just never a night off for us, especially in our league. But then when we have these non-league games that are hard, too, it just makes for some long stretches of we got to keep our heads up and we got to be positive and we got to be on to the next one.
All right, Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for the time. See you on Friday.
Thanks, Dylan.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Taylor Scott joining me here at halftime as the Lady Spartans fall to Hayes 66-12. 1 minute break stats coming up. Hayes leads this boys game 18-14 at the break. We're back in 1 minute. This is Emporia High Basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907, online at shoalroofing.com. Shelter Insurance, for home, auto, life, or business insurance. See Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Hayes leads 18-14 here at the break. Let's go over our halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. An ugly first half here for both teams, as Hayes led by as many as 7, Emporia High's led by as many as 2. Hayes numbers are like this. They got 6 each, Trey Oakley, Tiger Johnson, 2 each, Johnny Cano, Isaac Fox, Dawson Reuter. Hayes 8 of 22 from the field, 36%, 2 of 9 from 3, 22%. Both threes hit by Tiger Johnson. No free throws for Hayes in the first half. 17 rebounds, 6 for Oakley. Hayes turns the ball over 7 times. They had a mini clinic dance at the break here, so there's a lot of fans filing out. Why not stay for the second half? It's a close game. It's 18-14. For Emporia High, well, I know it's a school night too, so. For Emporia High, as 4-8 Josh Rios, Ryland Crowell. Josh is playing big boy minutes. He's got 4. 3 Harry Trelk, 2 Nolan Jacob, 1 Chase Harrington. Spartans 6 of 13, 46%. They did not convert a 3. They're 0 of 5. And the big boy stat of this first half. Emporia High goes to the free throw line 9 times, makes 2 free throws. That's 22%. If Emporia High hits 7 more free throws, they lead this ball game by 3. 7 rebounds for Emporia High, 7 turnovers. Halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Real quickly, this is a big and interesting score. Junction City, who's undefeated, they're playing Manhattan at Manhattan. Manhattan leads 14-10. Big boy game at Junction at Manhattan. Take a break. Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show has concluded. The third quarter is next. 18-14 Hayes. We're back with a third in a moment. This is Emporia High Basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with Fast Start Savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with a current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24-7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. By Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. And by Napa, your reliable auto parts store here in Emporia since 1944. Stop by your locally owned Napa store and keep things running. 810 Industrial Road.
KVOE, live and local.
Third quarter about to get underway here from Spartan Gymnasium as Hayes leads it 18-14. Both teams drew to a 7-all second quarter. Hayes has led by as many as 7 in this basketball game at 11-4. Emporia High has led 2-0 and 4-2. Emporia High will send out their starting five of Trelk, Jacob, Crowell, Franklin, Seidel. For Hayes, they will counter with Fox, Reuter, Johnson, Cano, and Oakley. Hayes will get the ball. They are in their road maroons with gold lettering and gold trim with Hayes across the chest. Moving from right to left. Cano up top. Oakley, lob it in. Deflected. Johnson, right corner at three. Missed it. Rebound, Colby Franklin. That's a big miss for Hayes. Here comes Emporia High trying to get it to 2 or 1. Franklin at the top. Gets it to Harry Troak. Emporia High got to find their rhythm here. Down 4. Rylan Crowell up top. Jacob swing it to Colby Franklin, right wing. Man-to-man defense for Hayes. Rylan Crowell at the top. Now Madden side of left wing. Madden looking to feed it to Franklin in the far corner. DeWitt corner, you know that. That's what's going to be in the Franklin. Turn around jumper for Colby. It's too strong. Rebound Johnson for Hayes. It almost dropped for Colby. It would have been a two-point game. Spartans need a stand in the Reuter baseline here near side. Reuter skip past Johnson. Fires for three. Hit it. Oh, my goodness. Reuter with the assist. And Tyre Johnson needs to be locked down. He's got 9 points on three threes. And Hayes back to its large tying its largest lead of the game at 21-14. 6:45 to play third quarter. Spartans need something on this end of the floor. Jacob in the Franklin. Colby looking to go to work. Layup right side. Yes! Colby went to work down low. Colby his first basket down to 5. 21-16. 6.5 to play third quarter. Spartans need a stand. Oakley at the left elbow. Got it poked away but got it back. Oakley a right-hand dribble here near wing. Now Fox with it right wing. Spartans need a stop. Cano far side. Now Oakley back to Cano. Cano near the midcourt stripe. Johnson the hot hand now. Three threes and 9 points. Fox baseline in the Reuter. Offensive foul call. And Colby Franklin, a big boy charge there. Reuter his third. And that is huge for Hayes as Colby Franklin drawing the charge and Kurt Losey goes over to Sean Dryland and explains it. Reuter's third, team foul number one. And the Spartans down 5. They can get it to 3 or 2. As Seidel out, as Harrington back in. Chase up top, Nolan Jacob. This is a big possession for the black and red. Into Harry, right hand and left, good. Troke from Ryland. Troke has 5. It is down to 3 once again. 21-18. 5:35 to play here in the third. He went in the backcourt, Velosi. Here's a trap. Cano needs some help. And Luce has bounce. And Lucy is going to say Hayes ball. Kurt Losey, as Lee Baldwin wanted that basketball to go Black and Red's way. And Tiger Johnson will play in the backcourt. Emporia High bringing that, and Lee Baldwin saying, you get into it. Cano up top, Oakley. You know, and the Reuter, travel, Reuter missed the point blank shot, rebound Harrington. Here comes Emporia High, Harrington to the cup, left missing, right side, rebound tracked down by Reuter. Here comes Hayes, 5 minutes to play, third quarter, 21-18 Indians. Spartans looking for a stop in that 1-1-3 zone. Oakley gets to the Fox baseline. Here near side, skip pass, Johnson. They get it to Reuter, deflected off Harry. Stays with Hayes. As Trace Jacobs back in for Hayes, Reuter's going to sit down with three. And this is where Emporia High needs to go to work with Reuter on the bench. Cantor inbound to the right of his own bucket. Hayes going from right to left. Jacobs right side inside the perimeter out to Oakley up top Johnson. 4:39 to play here, third quarter. Spartans down 21-18. They trailed by as many as seven on two different occasions. Johnson against Trelk. Harry's got to bring it all night. Cano, left wing of three. Oh, my. It's a rainbow, and Sean Dryland calls time. Johnny Cano with five for Hayes. It's back to six, 24-18. Hayes, 4:24 to play here in the third. Dryland calls a 30, and we'll keep it right here. And Manhattan is leading Junction City, 20-19. Now 22-19. Benji George's team trying to pick up a big boy win against JC, who's undefeated. 24-18, Black and Red trailing with 4:24 to play in the third. Spartans, they have just, Hayes just cannot get a cushion greater than seven, and the Black and Red have only got to within two. They've led 2-0 and 4-2. That's their largest leads of the game. Emporia High will have the basketball at a timeout, and they need a three here. Because if you look at the stats right now, Hayes is 4-12 from three, Spartans 0-5. Ryland Crowell to tap. Ryland looking to feed it, now Nolan Jacob here in their wing, into Kobe Franklin, baseline, Kobe looking to work, step back, jumper from 15, no, rebound picked up by Fox. Well, here comes Hayes. Cano, right corner, a three, no. Rebound, Harrington. Good rebound for Chase. Here comes Emporia High. Ryland Crowell here near wing to Franklin. Now Jacob, now back to Colby. Spartans need to go to work down six. 24-18. 3:40 to play and a steal. No one lost it. Stolen by Fox. Fox all the way, missed the shot, but he'll get two free throws with 3:36 to play in the third. Foul on Jacob, his first. Team foul number one against the Black and Red here in the third. And that will send Isaac Fox to the line. He's 27% at the free throw line this season. First one up is too strong. Rios and Seeley, or Shively in. Jacob and Harrington out. One more for Isaac Fox, 6'4 junior. Looking for his third point to push it back to seven. Swished it home. Back to seven for Hayes. 25-18. Fox with three. 3:33 to play in the third. Franklin got fouled by Johnson. Right wing. Johnson's first. Team foul number two. Hayes will send Lang and Lindenmeyer back in. Cano and Oakley out. 3:31 to play in the third. Spartans back down seven. 25-18. Spartans need something on this end of the floor. Franklin at the top of the key. Now Trope. Harry up top, Shively swinging around to Kobe Franklin. Kobe to Ryland. Right wing. Ryland right wing of three. Too strong. Rebound chased down. Out of bounds. And it's going to Hayes. Last touch by Franklin. Well, Emporia High needs another stand. Down seven. 25-18, 3:05 to play in a defensive battle here at Spartan Gymnasium. Shively picked the pocket. Lang lost it. Stolen by Shively. Shively dishes off to Trump. Lost a handle. And Harry lost it. Stolen by Lang again. A perfect opportunity for the black and red. And they're going to get a foul on Shively. Right in front of his pops. Kurt Losey called it. Ace or Ox with his second personal team foul, number two. Shively just trying to draw the charge. Right in front of his pop, Strain. 2:50 to play in the third. Spartans down 7, 25-18. Every game going to matter for this basketball team now. This is a Hayes team that's 3-3. And a steal. Steal by Colby. Colby to the cup. Lays it up. He got it to go. Colby. A transition layup. He's got four. Down to five. 25-20, 2.5 to play in the third. Spartans need a run here at the end of the third. Another steal, lost it, stolen by Emporia High. Here come the Spartans, down 5, 25-20, 2:20 to play third. You don't necessarily need a three here, black and red. Franklin right wing to Shively. Franklin, the hot hand now, up top, Trump, shot fakes. Harry at the free throw line, dribbles it out to the top. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Hayes leads 25-20. Hayes has led on three different occasions by seven. Rylan Crowell at the top. Rylan looking to attack. Turn around hook. No, got it back, and he's gonna get fouled though. And it's the third. No, it's a foul on Emporia High. It's a foul on Rylan, his third. Team foul number three. Leading scorer for the Spartans will go to the bench as Nolan Jacob will come back in. As Oakley back in, as Johnson will sit down. Cohen Bloomquist will check in for the first time. 6'1 sophomore Harry Troke will come out. Cohen needs to have big boy minutes here. Cohen got to go to work. Cohen going to bring it against Lang. Cohen bringing the pressure as Lang gets it across the timeline. Lang and Sean Dryland called timeout. Hayes will call a 30 and we'll keep it right here with 1:37 remaining in the third. Spartans down 5 at 25-20. Well, you just know every time Emporia High gets a little bit closer, Hayes always finds an answer. Here's another stand here for the black and red. They need it here towards the end of the third quarter. This is a two-possession game. Lead has not been greater than 7 for the visitors from Hayes. Sean Dryland looking for his 97th career win here tonight, looking for his 29th at Hayes. For Emporia High, it's Bloomquist, Shively, Jacob, Rios, Franklin. Hayes will counter with Fox, Lang, Jacobs, Lindenmeyer, and Oakley. Spartans need a stand here, down 5, 25-20. 1:35 to play in the third. Lindenmeyer dishes off to Fox. Lost the handle. It's going to Emporia High. A huge stand for the black and red out of the timeout. As Harry Trunk will come in for offense. Good job, Cohen Bloomquist. First career interception against Coffeyville back in September. And the Spartans can pull within 3 or 2. Harry Troke across the timeline with 80 seconds to play in the period. Spartans down 5, 25-20. Franklin, oh, I had some music play. Harry Troke right wing, cannot be playing that during the game. Josh Rios left wing to Franklin, baseline. He lost the handle, got it back though. Got it back to Harry Troke as we approach a minute to play in the third. Spartans down 5, 25-20. Franklin, left wing, up top, Rios. Now Harry Troke, Harry, top. Now Jacob, lob it in, Josh, puts it up, lays it in, right side, Josh ties a career high. Josh Rios has been big in this game, it's down to 3, 25-22, Hayes. 37 seconds to play in the third. Shively picked the pocket of Oakley, stolen by Shively. Here comes Emporia High, Jake. Troke for the lead. Missed it, or he wanted the tie. He missed it. Rebound Oakley and a foul on Emporia High with 25.8 to play in the third. It's the fourth team foul on the black and red. Foul on Shively, his third, team foul number four. Bloomquist back in. They're going to send Shively to the bench. Well, the elder of the two younger Bloomquists, Cohen getting big boy minutes here. And Lee Baldwin telling his team, watch it. Watch what they do, bring it. Hayes will bring it out the floor, leading by three, 25-22. Trey Oakley, 16 seconds. Oakley here near wing against Jacob, 11 seconds. Oakley still with it. Oakley, offensive foul, Josh is through a charge! Josh is gonna do that all day! Josh threw a charge with 7.1 to play in the third! And Oakley is the guilty party. That's a huge charge drawn by Josh. Oakley's first. Team foul number three on eighth. And Emporia High with 7.1 to work with. Down 25-22. Inbounds to Truck with five. Harry needs to go. Harry got it across to Josh. 1 second. And a steal by Fox, but it doesn't matter. Spartans back within a possession, 25-22. Hayes leading. We're back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE. Live and local.
We're back with the fourth quarter. Emporia High back within the possession. 25-22. It's Troke, Shively, Jacob, Rios, and Franklin for Emporia High. Hayes will counter with Oakley, Cano, Johnson. So they go back to their original starting five as Reuter. Back in. Here's Colby for the tie. It's too strong. Rebound Shively to Trug here in the near corner. Well, I got to get everything adjusted in the iPad. As Shively at the top. Harry up top. Jacob for the tie. Short. Rebound Johnson. Emporia High now needs to stand. Just past 30 seconds into the fourth. Spartans down three, 25-22. Cano against Jacob, or Trope, in the Reuter. Picked the pocket. Reuter lost it, but got it back. Cano for three. Yes. Johnny Cano has been big in another three for him. He's got eight. It's back to six. 28-22, a minute in. Franklin at the top. Harry Tavitt, a key to cut it in half. It's a three! It's a three for Harry! That's a John Newland with Edward Jones Financial Advisors 3, member SIPC. First three of the night for the black and red. Back to three. 28-25, Hayes, 6:40 to play. Spartans need a stop. In the Reuter. Reuter fouled from behind. Josh is the guilty party. Josh is second. Team foul number one. And Reuter in there with three. Crowell and Harrington in for Franklin and Rios. Reuter's been held to 2 points, but he's been fouled triple. Cano looking to inbound to the left of his own bucket. Inbounds deflected, loose, and it's stolen! Stolen by Shively! Loose, and it's out of bounds! And it's going to Hayes! Oh my goodness. This crew is letting them play. And Cano almost lost it. He almost stepped on the timeline. Cano gets it to Oakley. Oakley with it right wing to Johnson. Shively right in there and getting it. Shively with a reach in. Ox with his four. Team foul number two. Papa Shively not loving it. Shively just playing some good defense. And Lee Baldwin going to keep Shively in there. Well, he's going to send Kobe Franklin now. Shively to the bench with four. Well, Ox was playing really good defense. A great bend and got in foul trouble there as well. Spartans need a stand. Jacob to Johnson. Near corner, a three. No! Rebound, Harrington! Big rebound there. Here come the Spartans down three. Rollin Crow, left wing. Spartans don't necessarily need a three. Franklin looking to go to work, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Kobe. It's a charge. And the official from behind called it. He literally called it from behind. He knew it was coming. And that's a 13 foul on Emporia High here in the fourth. Kobe's third. He'll sit down as Rios back in. 6 minutes of play. Spartans down 28-25. This is a dogfight. Here is Trey Oakley, now Trace Jacobs. Emporia High looking for a stand. Travel! Travel on Jacob here, right in front of his own bench. A travel on Jacobs, and the Spartans have another opportunity down three. Well, the Spartans don't necessarily need a three, but they need something here. Down three, 28-25. 5:35 remaining. Crowell at the top. Rylan swinging it to Jacob. To Josh at the top. Rios looking to go to work. To Harry with 5:25 remaining. Spartans down three, 28-25. Jacob top to Rylan. Crowell left wing. Up top, Harrington. To Rios, left wing. They're trying to feed it into Ryland. Ryland baseline. Oakley to the deck. Turnaround jumper. Off the glass and in from Ryland from 15. Ryland Crow has six. It's down to one. 28-27. Under five remaining. Spartans looking for a stand. Jacobs at the top of the key. Swing it to Johnson. And they get a hold on Josh. Rios is third, fourth team foul.
Third foul on Josh Rios, his third personal, fourth team foul.
Spartans cannot be fouling here in the fourth. You're going to make Hayes go to the line. Timeout, Lee Baldwin wants a full, and let's get a 30-second break in. Need a breather ourselves. 28-27 Hayes, 4:48 remaining. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop, online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High down a point, 28-27. 4:48 remaining. Hayes will have the basketball. Next foul committed by the Black and Red puts Hayes at the free throw line the remainder of the game. For Emporia High, it's Trulk, Jacob, Crowell, Rios, and Harrington. Hayes counters with Johnson, Reuter, Oakley, Cano, and Jacobs. Here's a three by Johnson. Short! It was a deep one. Rebound, Troke. Here comes Emporia High, looking for its first lead since 4-2. Rollin Crowell up top, Rios. Swing it to Harrington. Hayes and a man-to-man. Jacob up top, Harrington. Harry Trulk swinging it inside Josh. Josh going to work. Hook shot. Off the glass and in for Josh. New career high. Josh Rios with eight. Spartans with a first lead since 4-2. 29-28. 4:12 remaining. Big boy game for Josh off the bench. Spartans looking for a stand. Jacobs, baseline, out to Johnson, left wing, up top. They swing it at the Cano, right wing. Stolen! Lost it, stolen by Emporia High. And Emporia High can go up three or four. We're past the halfway point of quarter number four. Spartans up a point, 29-28. Troke looking to work, out to Crowell at the top. Rios in the corner. Now to Harry, 3:40 remaining. Spartans up one, 29-28. Defensive slugfest here at Spartan Gymnasium on a Tuesday night. Jacob baseline, right side. Harrington, up top, Josh. Swing at the Ryland Crowell left wing. Here is Harry, the reset with 3:21 remaining, up 29-28. Harry gets it to Nolan Jacob, far wing. And Jacobs was reaching in against Jacob, no foul called. Hayes has not committed a foul as Cano right on Harry. Harry to the cup and laid it in and got the and one. And one, big boy shot, Harry. 31-28. 3:01 remaining. Foul on Cano is third. First team foul on Hayes. 10 for Harry, looking for 11. Largest lead for the black and red. Free throw on the way. Good. Harry converts the three-point play. He's got 11. It's a four-point Spartan advantage. 32-28. Under 3 minutes remaining in this big boy game from Spartan Gymnasium. Spartans are back into it, and they got life with their crowd here on a Tuesday night makeup game from Friday. Cano right wing, 1-1-3. Zone for Emporia High. Jacobs trapped here in the near corner. Jacobs gets it to Johnson, swinging up top to Cano. Reuter baseline against Harrington. Oakley, oh, he's traveling, a holding foul. And Hayes is going to shoot free throws to final 2:25. Foul on Crowell, his fourth. 15 foul. And Hayes is going to shoot the final 2:25. And this will be Trey Oakley to shoot two free throws. The first one up, too strong. Big miss there. Lindenmeyer in for Cano. One more for Trey Oakley. He's got six, looking for seven. Missed them both. Rebound Harrington. Big boy rebound from Chase. Spartans still up four. 32-28. 2:18 remaining. Harry Troke across the timeline. And in Harry got fouled by Johnson, his second. Team foul number two. Well, Hayes has three fouls to give to put Emporia High in the bonus. As Isaac Fox back in for Hayes, as Jacobs will sit down with 2:14 remaining. Hayes down four, 32-28. Well, Emporia High managing some life here thanks to Josh Rios and Harry Trelk. Harrington to Ryland Crowell, left wing with 2 minutes to play. Ryland to the cup and laid it in. Left side. Ryland has eight. 6 point advantage, black and red. 34-28. Sean Dryling once time. It's a full. Let's get a 30 in. Spartans up six. 34-28. 1:51 remaining. We're back at 30. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, live and local.
How about a carbon copy similar to what Emporia High did the last time they played on their home floor against Aiden? Spartans were down 6, 28-22, when Johnny Cano hit a 3, and the Spartans have scored 12 straight to lead 34-28 with 1:51 remaining, so a 12-0 run just over a span of 5 minutes. for the black and red. Emporia High leading by six. Largest lead of the game for Emporia High. It is Harrington, Jacob, Crowell, Jacob, Rios. For Hayes, it is Lindenmeyer, Ruder, Fox, Johnson, Oakley. Inbound, Johnson, right wing, a three. In and out, rebound, Harrington. He's been big on the glass tonight. Off the bench, two. 100 seconds remaining. And a foul as Hayes commits their third foul of the quarter. It's on Fox. His second, team foul number three. 1:38 remaining, two fouls to give for Hayes to put Emporia High at the line. Spartans inbound as Lindenmeyer got poked to the way from Josh. Stays with Emporia High. They'll inbound right in front of their own bench. Jacob will do the honors. Spartans up 6, 34-28. 12-0 run for the black and red. Harry Troak. Remember that. Harry's three is the one that started this. Harrington against Ruder. Ruder got to be careful. He's going to play straight-up defense. Rios at the elbow. Now to Harry. Josh, a big boy game for Josh. I've seen Josh Rios play the last couple of years, and Harry got fouled with 1:15 remaining. 14 foul on Hayes. Johnson with his third, team foul number four. As Ruder out. As Jacobs back in. 1:11 remaining. Spartans up 6. 34-28. Rylan Crowell, baseline left side. Rylan hook shot. It's missing. Rebound. There's a foul. Losey called it. Jacob is probably going to be the guilty party. Who's going to shoot the free throws as Nolan picks up his second? And it's going to be Fox who grabbed that rebound. So Fox will shoot two. Remember, he was 27% missed two earlier. Spartans on a 12-0 run, leading by six at 34-28 with 1:02 remaining. First one for Fox is in. He went 1-2 earlier, so he makes his second, 34-29. Harrington will get a breather as Seidel will come back in. Big miss for Chase. Shively back in as Jacob will sit down. Fox trying to pull within four with 1:02 remaining. His first into a 12-0 run. Second one, good. Hit them both. 34-30. Emporia High, 1 minute to play. Hayes trying to bring the pressure. Shively trying to get in the front court. They get it to Seidel. Now Josh Rios. Josh in the lane. Josh trying to go right side. Out to Troak, left wing. They're going to foul Harry. And that's who you want at the line if you're the black and red. Tiger Johnson is for 15 foul. And Harry Troak, big free throws here with 48.1 remaining. Spartans up four. And Harry Troak will step to the line. He's got 11. Had a big three-point play a few moments ago. First one up is nothing but net. Ice in his veins, Harry Troak. Papa, gotta love it. The Trokes have to love it to our right. One more for Troak to pull it back to six. Harry looking for 13. Yes. Big boy free throws, Harry Troak. 13 for him. 36-30. Emporia High, 48.1 remaining. Timeout, Spartans 30. And we'll keep it right here. So we'll reset the lineup here. So currently a 14-2 run for Emporia High after they trailed 28-22. I'm going to mention it to Lee Baldwin. Kind of a carbon copy than the Hayden game, except the run started at the start of the fourth quarter rather than the middle stages of the fourth stanza. All right, Emporia High sends out Troak, Shively, Jacobs back in, Rios and Crump. Hayes will counter with, they'll bring out Lindenmeyer, Reuter back in there. Oakley, Johnson, and Fox. 48.1 remaining. Spartans up 6, 36-30, 14-2 run. Lindenmeyer brings into the front court to Oakley. Skip pass Johnson. Here near corner, a three. Yes, this is not over yet. And Tiger Johnson has converted four threes. He's got 12 full timeout for Hayes. Let's do a 30, 36, 33, Emporia High. 38.2 remaining. Back in 30. Spartans with it when we come back. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
KVOE, live and local.
Spartans up 36-33. With the basketball, it is Jacob Seidel, Crow Rios Trell. For Hayes, they will counter with Oakley, Lindenmeyer, Johnson, Fox, and Jacobs. Both teams over the foul limit. Seidel gets it to Jacob. They got to go work now, Madden. You got to go. Got it to a ball handler. Jacob got fouled. He got fouled, deflected, and went in the front court, and it stays with Emporia High, 28.6 remaining. This is a critical final 30 seconds of this game. Shively back in as Rios will come out. So is Troke, Shively, Jacob, Seidel, Crow. Inbounds to Troke in the backcourt. He's trapped, and he's going to get fouled. Sean Dryland said, don't foul him. Don't foul him. He's a shooter. Foul is on Lindenmeyer, his second. And two big boy free throws for Harry Troke. Harry with 13. Trying to get Emporia High a two-possession lead. First one, ice in his veins. Connects on the front end. He's got 14, looking for 15. Four-point advantage. Jacobs out as Rios back in for Seidel. One more coming up for Harry Troke, looking for his 15th point to make it a five-point game. Second one for Harry. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Fox. Here comes Hayes. Johnson near corner, a three. The bulleted with him. One short. Rebound picked up by Hayes. Here's a three. It's in with 11.6. And Oakley connects on the three. So I got to get everything adjusted in the iPad. As Trey Oakley hits the three, he's got nine. It's down to one. 37-36, 11.6 remaining. One more 30-second timeout as Spartans will have it when we're back in 30. 37-36, Emporia High, 11.6 remaining. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Feed your hunger, quench your thirst at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years. The RV Dock.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High with two timeouts remaining. Hayes just burned their final timeout. They'll send out Johnson, Oakley, Fox, Jacobs, and Lindenmeyer. Small lineup there for Hayes. For Emporia High, it's Seidel, Crowell, Rios, Jacob, and Troke. 11.6 remaining. Who does Hayes foul? You don't want to be fouling Harry Troke. You're a Hayes fan. Add an inbounds to Harry. Harry got fouled with 9.8. Guilty party is Trey Oakley, his second. Two free throws for Harry. And these are big, trying to pull it to within, pull it back to three. Harry with 14, looking for his 15th. And he's going to calmly step inside the arc and step to the line for his first of two. Harry takes a couple dribbles. First one on the way. Good. Nothing but net. 15 for Troke. Reuter back in for Jacobs. This is a big free throw for Harry with 9.8 remaining. He needs to pull it, push it back to three. Harry spins it. Second one on the way. Got them both. Huge free throws for Troke. He's got 16. Timeout Emporia High. They burn one of their final two. Let's get another 30 in. 9.8 remaining. Spartans up three. 39-36. We're back with a conclusion in a moment in 30. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on-site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery. Get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public School System, they build futures. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, live and local.
9.8 seconds remaining. Spartans up three, 39-36. Troke, Shively, Jacob, Crowell, and Rios, the five for the black and red. For Hayes, they will counter with Oakley, Johnson, Lindenmeyer, Fox, and Reuter. Hayes, 9.8 remaining. They have to go the length of the floor. Lindenmeyer will inbound. He'll inbound to Oakley. Oakley with eight. Gets it deflected. Stolen! Stolen by Jacob! He's fouled with 6.2! And Sean Dryland better cool it against Kurt Losey. Stolen by Jacob. And Jacob and the Hayes fans don't love it. Foul on Reuter, his fourth. And Nolan Jacob to step to the line. His family watching, and Jared Casey as well. First one for Nolan. He iced the game. Two possession lead for Nolan. And Nolan Jacob has three on the night. Trying to push it to five. Second one for Nolan. Good. Big boy free throws, Nolan Jacob. Gets a hug from Mary Trump, and Lee Baldwin will call another timeout. And I'll tell you what, let's get another 30 in. 6.2 remaining, black and red up five. 41-36, 6.2 remaining, back in 30. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle.
KVOE, live and local.
Spartans with a two-possession lead, 41-36, 6.2 remaining. Emporia High looking to get to 4-2 on the season. This is another big boy win and would send Hayes down to 3-4. Baseball pass. It is picked up. Here is Johnson for three, left wing. No. Rebound Troke, and that's going to do it. Big boy win, Emporia High, down 7 three different times tonight, and they win this ball game 41-36. A resilient Spartan team went on a 12-0 run in the fourth stanza to win this ball game 41-36. They got a steal by Nolan Jacob, and Nolan decided to ice the game with 6.2 remaining on two big boy free throws. Let's take a break. The Champions Landing post-game show is next. Spartans win it, 41-36 over Hayes, 4-2 on the season. Big boy game coming up Friday night at the House of Blues at Washburn Rural. We're back with the Champions Landing post-game show in a moment. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing post-game show. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
For the Emporia High Spartans, down 7 on 3 different occasions tonight. They win this basketball game 41-36. Thanks to a 12-0 run after down 28-22, they turned a 28-22 deficit to 34-28. With studio engineer Brock Malone back at the KVOE studios, I'm Dylan Shortwood. What a win for the black and red. Lee Baldwin has told me the magic number is 53. You want to know what the magic number was tonight? 40. First to 40 won this game. And Nolan Jacob iced this game as a big win for the black and red here tonight, 41-36. We will go over stats, play of the game, and player of the game here coming up in a little bit here on the Champions Landing postgame show. But I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take that break. When we come back, stats, player of the game, and play of the game coming up. So we'll have more of the Champions Landing postgame show when we come back. Spartans win it, 41-36. The Spartans are 4-2. The Hayes Indians are 3-4. We're back with more of the Champions Landing postgame show after this break. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
We mean it when we say everyone is welcome at Champions Landing. This is Jeremy Rusko, and I'd like to personally invite you to check out all that we have to offer, from Champs Bar and Grill to Champs Coffee Shop to all of our amenities. You can rent one of our spacious rooms for a meeting or private party. Fridays, make reservations for steak night from 5:30 to 7:30, or enjoy our new weekend brunch menu in Champs Bar and Grill starting at 10:30 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907, online at shoalroofing.com. Shelter Insurance, for home, auto, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. by Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. And by Napa, your reliable auto parts store here in Emporia since 1944. Stop by your locally owned Napa store and keep things running. 810 Industrial Road.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High wins at 41-36. A split here tonight as Hayes takes the girls' game 66-12. Real quickly, let's give you some scores real quick. As Michael Deeker just let me know, the Madison boys lead 43-30 with a minute left from Northern Heights. From Manhattan, Junction City leads Manhattan 47-44 with 4.5 remaining from Manhattan High. Also, K-State in action tonight. They're taking on Houston at Bramlage, so a lot of basketball going on in Manhattan. Remember 2 years ago when the Lady Spartans win the Manhattan and KU and K-State were playing that night. So K-State leads, it's Houston. So K-State leads Texas Tech 35-34, second half underway from Manhattan. Country 101.7 FM for the coverage. Other score real quick, Eric West was able to get this in for me. Burlingame boys defeating Lebo tonight from Burlingame 42-38. Drake Skirvin with 19 to lead the way for the Bearcats, who are 6-1. Lyon County League is a monster. As Emporia High wins it here, 41-36. They outscore Hayes in the second half, 27-18. Let's go over our game stats. They are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Hayes, man. One in double figures, led by Tiger Johnson with 12. He goes 4 of 13 from 3. All his field goals from 3. 9, Trey Oakley. He hit a big 3 there late. 8, Johnny Cano. 5, Isaac Fox. And Lee Baldwin is going to love this. Dawson Reuter was held to 2 points and 3 rebounds. Reuter came in tonight averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds. He's going to love that plus minus. That was all the scoring for Hayes. Hayes goes 13 of 35 from the field, 37%. 7 of 21 from 3, 33%. 3 of 6 at the line, 50%. 25 rebounds for Hayes. Trey Oakley and Isaac Fox with 7 each. And Hayes commits 17 turnovers. Hayes drops to 3-4 on the season. For Emporia High, 16 from Harry Troke. I believe that's a season high for Harry. His career high 20 at Paola last February. 8 each, Josh Rios, Ryland Crown. That's a new career high for Josh. Josh's previous career high was 6. Last time out, Josh had a career high was the season opener last year against Ottawa. He also had 6 points during his freshman season against Seaman. Ryland Crown with 8 tonight. And Ryland was big when he was not in foul trouble. Opie boys defeat Hartford tonight, 64-32, coming in from Ben D'Andrea. So Opie with a sweep in the Southern Lyon County rivalry tonight. Kobe Franklin with 4. 1, Chase Harrington. Nolan Jacob with 4, including 2 big boy free throws to ice the game. Emporia High, 15 of 31 from the field, 48%. 1 of 10 for 10%. But that one huge three by Harry Troke started that 12-0 run. Spartans go 10 of 18 from the free throw line tonight at 56%. That's 7 of 10 for Harry. Rest of the team goes 3 of 8. As Nolan hits a pair of free throws, he iced the game. 17 rebounds, Chase Harrington with a team-high 7 for the black and red. And Emporia High with 11 turnovers here tonight. Game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. It's time now for our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6. I'll tell you this. I'm going to give this to Josh Rios tonight. Josh made a shot about the halfway point of the fourth quarter, giving Emporia High its first lead since 4-2, and the Spartans did not give it up. That play by Josh is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6th here in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Our player of the game selection is next after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Spartans win over Hayes, 41-36. We're back in 30. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Toso Family Eye Care is expanding their office to better serve their patients. It's a large project that will double their size with new exam and diagnostic rooms along with additional optical space. It's a little cramped now, but they're still providing the best in eye care services. Dr. Caitlin Toso and her staff ask that you bear with them through the mess and loud noises over the next few months. It's a new year and soon to be a new look at Toso Family Eye Care, downtown Emporia.
And our Toso Family Eye Care player of the game honors, why not Harry Troke? Why not? Big boy free throws, hit the three to start the 12-0 run. The three-point play to go up four. Harry was big in this game. And this is what Lee Baldwin's going to need from his basketball team. He's got a sophomore point guard that's going to play 30 minutes a game. Harry Troke was big tonight. 16 points for Harry. I know Papa Troke and Mama Troke are happy about that selection. Harry Troke is our player of the game. Brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Lee Baldwin is out. The team is out as well. So Lee Baldwin going to be coming up this way now. As a big win for the black and red here tonight. 41-36 over Hayes. Coach Lee Baldwin joins me now. And Coach, down seven on three different occasions. And early in the fourth quarter, it was a 28-22 deficit when Cano hit that three. And then all of a sudden, you get your first three of the night by Harry Trug. And all of a sudden, it starts a 12-0 run. You turned a six-point deficit into a six-point lead. You held the lead down the stretch. And you got to be pleased with how your ball club finished the game here tonight.
Pleased would be an understatement. We're just really proud of them. We played really hard. Man, that was physical. I mean, that's my type of basketball. I mean, they're just beating each other up out there. Officials are not calling anything. I mean, I absolutely love it. I mean, and we didn't back down one bit. I mean, that was my type of basketball. It's just really physical, and, God, I love it.
Well, Coach, I have to tell you, there's a lot of great standouts here. First game back in 28 days. First off, Harry Troll goes for 16 tonight. Yeah, big shot left and right. Big free throws down the stretch. You know, there are two guys that came off your bench tonight that did some really good things. One was Chase Harrington, gets 7 rebounds tonight. But what about Josh Rios? Career high 8 tonight, and his bucket with about 4 minutes to go gives you the lead that you guys didn't relinquish. That's two big boy players right there tonight that finished.
Chase's rebounding in the second half was fantastic. And it was even more impressive because the guy he's boxing out is 6'6", 250 pounds. He fits his role perfectly. So happy for Josh. Man, he played really well. Took a couple charges, got a deflection there on that last play, hit some big baskets. God, I'm so happy for him. And the guys were just thrilled for him after the game. And talking about Harry, I mean, like I said on Saturday morning, the kid plays 31 minutes a game. He's a sophomore. Point guard hasn't been his natural position, but he's got the keys to the car. I fully trust him, and he was fantastic. He's got a chance to be a really special player.
I literally said before you came up here when I did my player of the game selection and gave it to Harry, I said, Coach Baldwin's going to bring this up. Harry's playing point guard as a sophomore and playing 30 minutes a game. So
I mean, it's incredible for a
it
sophomore.
Is.
That means you're a good player. That means you play hard. People trust you. It's a good problem to have when you have a sophomore playing 30 minutes a game.
Well, Coach, this was a huge one to start this week, because now you turn your attention to the Centennial League opener against a very good Washburn Rural team. You guys split with them last year. You won up there. Everyone kind of remembers what happened that night last February, but this is going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good, but you know what? I think we're pretty good, too.
I agree.
I told them in the locker room, we're not going up there just to hang out. Like, we're going up there to win that game. I don't care if it says Emporia on the front of the jersey or not. We're going up there with the expectation we are winning that game. It's not a hope. It's not things have to go right for us. The expectation is when we step foot on the floor, we are winning. Period. End of story. And hopefully our guys have 2.5 years doing this. That's the expectation. We're not here just to hang out and play teams close and do that. No, we're here to win. And, that's the expectation on Friday.
All right, Coach. Congrats on this one.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to Friday night at Washburn Roll, another big game. And, it all matters now. And, hey, Coach, before I let you go, I need to let you know of something very interesting. I got this up on my computer right now. There's a dogfight going on in Manhattan between the Blue Jays and Manhattan, and JC leads 50-49, and Manhattan has kept it in there with probably the best team in the Centennial League, because this league is going to be a grind night in and night out.
I mean, that's a rivalry game. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, Friday's a rivalry game, too.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, congrats on this one. Get them ready for Friday night. Can't wait for it. Talk to you again on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dylan.
That's Emporia High Spartan Coach Lee Baldwin joining me here in postgame. Spartans win it 41-36. Take our final break. Final comments next. It's a split here tonight. It's the black and red. The Spartans win it 41-36. The girls fall 66-12. One final break coming up next. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Come relax in Emporia's coffee shop with a view, Champs Coffee Shop. This is Jeremy Rusko, owner of Champions Landing. We've got some of the best brews in town, from our rich espresso to our creamy lattes. Bottomless drip coffee is just $3. Cold brews and teas are also on the menu. For a light breakfast, we have a variety of freshly baked pastries in addition to our protein-packed breakfast sandwiches or burritos. Open at 7 a.m. every day. Come visit us at Champs Coffee Shop at Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize, where everyone is welcome.
This has been the Champions Landing postgame show. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future, let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs, from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by
Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text. The perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Your complete service stop online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
KVOE, live and local.
Back one final time here from Spartan Gymnasium. A split here tonight as the Hayes girls win it 66-12 over Emporia High. Emporia High boys win it 41-36 over Hayes. Let's give you some scores real quick, as Michael Deeker did not give me a final. Let me check something real quickly from Manhattan. Texas Tech now leading K-State 46-44. 13:40 remaining at Manhattan High. Junction City is at the line. They're down 51-50. Now they just tied it. So Manhattan has a chance to win it here during the final stretch. Opie with a sweep tonight over Hartford, as the Opie girls win 42-35. And the Opie boys win 64-32. Other scores that I got for you. Now it's 51-51 between Manhattan and JC. Let me go back to Twitter real quick. Like I mentioned earlier, Burlingame boys with a 42-38 win over Lebo, with Rick Skirvin leading the way for Burlingame. And I did just see this a few moments ago. Council Grove with a win over Wabunsee. Braves are 6-1. They defeat Wabunsee tonight 56-45. Burlington with a win over Osawatomie on the boys' side 79-44. And so the Madison girls defeat Northern Heights 41-11 tonight. Brett Daniels and company 7-0. So that's what I got score wise for you here tonight. So you can tune in to Country 101.7 FM for the final 13 minutes from Manhattan, as Texas Tech now leads by 7, 51-44 over K-State. So next up for Emporia High, it's a road trip to Washburn Rural. Kevin Bordewick's Washburn Rural Lady Junior Blues, they're good. They lost to Hayden last week. And Alex Hutchins' Junior Blues are good as well. One loss as well. Big games coming up Friday night from the House of Blues. And we'll have the games for you here on KVOE. RV Dog pregame show begins at 5:45. Girls will tip at 6, and the boys will follow. That is going to be a big boys game, and Washburn Rural knows what Emporia High did to them back last February with that overtime win to end the regular season. Special thanks to Brock Malone back at the KVOE studios for running the show for me tonight. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Spartan Gymnasium. It's a split here tonight. Hayes wins the girls game 66-12. Emporia High wins the boys game 41-36. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Sports. Spartan Sports have been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Champions Landing, Dr. K.